Current state on 90.5 WKAR. This Friday in Holland, Michigan, 8th Street will be filled with swarms of people, many of them moving around, but a few of them will be frozen. Absolutely. Still, Current State's Jamie Paisley got to the bottom of this event. It's the live mannequin night. So, Jamie, a nice quiet night for families all over Holland, right?
Well, for families, yeah. Friday should be a lot of fun, lots of restaurants, different stores they can go to. But for the folks that are making those displays or the tableaus, not so much.
How so?
Well, I admit, you know, when I thought of going into this store in the live mannequin night, I thought it'd be, you know, pretty calm, fairly standard. And that was until I spoke to the folks at a store called Gazelle. And it turns out Live Mannequin Night, well, it's also a competition. And the folks at Gazelle, a sporting goods store, they took second place last year with their mannequin display of the Flintstones. And they might have like a little, you know, piece of dirt in their claw or something. Because when I asked them about what they plan to do for this year's competition, the reply was surprisingly a terse no comment. So to get to the bottom of this, I spoke with the event coordinator for the City of Holland, Nikki Klosterman. And it turns out Live Mannequin Night has been going on for quite some time.
This is actually the 10th year. We're celebrating the 10th year this year, so it's an exciting year for us for Live Mannequin Night.
Last year, the theme was comic books, and I think the year before was children's books.
This year, it will be Disney movies. There's about 30 businesses downtown Holland competing in the competition that will have Live Mannequin displays out, and there's so many different varieties of Disney movies. It'll be a great display for all ages. There's some new movies, some classic movies, so really everyone for all ages will like it.
Are they given an assignment of which Disney movie that they're supposed to cover?
They are not. Nope, they can choose their own. And sometimes they try and choose it according to their business and somehow connect the movie with what they sell or prepare at their business.
Is it a very cutthroat competition? Is there any sort of sabotage that goes around?
Oh, no. They all are very nice to each other. And it's really just a fun thing for families to come out and do. The sidewalks are obviously filled with people. We have directional signs so people try and go the same way, so everyone gets a chance to see all of the windows. And it's just a fun night for people to come out and see what the downtown stores have going on.
How many people show up usually?
Thousands. It is a very busy night downtown. The streets are filled with people. The restaurants and stores are open, so we encourage people to go shop, go get a bite to eat. It's a fun night.
10 years. Were you around for the first one?
No, I was not.
It's possible. It's possible.
I've been here for 3 years. So, but the first few years, it started out a little bit different. They did different, like, corn stalks, and it was more fall-themed. It wasn't like a Disney movie type thing like it is now.
What are the rules when it comes to how long you have to be there? Are there any sort of breaks that are allowed, et cetera?
Nope, no breaks. It's from 7 to 8:30 on Friday night. So they have to stand in the window the entire time. And be as still as they can, like mannequins.
And people can take pictures?
Yep. And there's always those people downtown that try and get the mannequins to laugh or smile. They make it fun.
But not you.
No, I would never do that.
Yeah, there are people, but I think they put signs up say, try not to distract the mannequins.
That's Susan Dorn. She works for last year's reigning champion of Holland's Live Mannequin Night.
I'm working at Harborware.
And how long have you been involved with the mannequin display?
Oh, probably ever since it was started out. Well, I think it's been 10 years, I think they said.
Yeah. So last year, I know you won with...
Yes, we did. We were pretty excited. We did Frozen. We've done... they've done music. We've done the Beach Boys. We've done TV themes, Gilligan's Island. Yeah, it's fun. It is fun.
And according to the City of Holland's event coordinator, over the past 10 years, the team that's won more than any other isn't from a business or a store.
My name is Susan DeYoung. I'm the director of the Warm Friend in downtown Holland. The Warm Friend is a senior living facility. We are part of the Rest Haven Care community. We are the independent living facility.
Do the residents appear in the mannequin display?
Yes, we have used, our residents are really involved. They have appeared in all of the mannequin nights that we've participated in.
Standing for an hour and a half could be a little bit difficult for some residents.
We talk to them about it, and we are very careful about how they are posed. We have stools for them to sit on sometimes, but before we decide on a pose, we first try to figure out what would be the most comfortable way to demonstrate that pose. So we have a little bit more to worry about than I think the people that are using younger folks. But it always turns out.
So when it comes to Live Mannequin Night, are the residents, are they also involved in creating a display?
Well, I have one staff person and a volunteer who are working really hard on this. And they have come up with some incredible ideas.
Do they make the costumes themselves?
Sometimes. Sometimes they borrow.
And there's no spare penguins around for...
Actually, they've worked hard on the penguins. I'm not sure what they ended up coming, what they came up with.
But you can see it on Friday night.
Yes.
And a lot of people coming in as well.
It is packed. We are really blessed in Holland with a very extensive downtown. It's a beautiful downtown, and the women that work so hard to promote these events do a terrific job.
I'm speaking with Susan DeYoung of The Warm Friend, a participant in the Live Mannequin Night in Holland, Michigan, taking place this Friday from 7 to 8:30 p.m. on 8th Street. Now, Susan, when dealing with seniors, you've also got to be keenly aware of the elements. So do you have the residents that are participating in the mannequin as mannequins? Are they inside or outside?
It's inside, of course, for us anyway. I think sometimes people have tried to do them outside. We would never do that. And we have, you know, soft music playing for them in the background. People don't see that when they're walking outside and looking at them. But we try to keep them as relaxed as possible, and we give them times, you know, update them on how they're doing and encourage them, and they love it. I think what's nice about it for our residents at the Warm Friend is that they really feel engaged with what's going on downtown, with the rest of the downtown energy.
You can join in on that downtown Holland energy by visiting Live Mannequin Night this Friday along 8th Street in Holland, Michigan. More information about the Disney-themed Live Mannequin Night at downtownholland.com. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.